All right.
Yenda, what do you mean? This feels so awkward.
Hello, hello, hello.
Is this like our first, what do you call it, quarantine episode or lockdown?
Yeah,
episode?
No, this is totally.
How's it been going your side, man? What have you been up to?
I have been watching a whole lot of Netflix.
Yeah.
I watched the movie that you recommended.
Oh, The Perfectionist.
That's The Perfection. Oh, my God. No, it's The Perfection.
The Perfection. Yeah, what did you think?
Yo, it's a real, it is a mind fuck, as you explained, like, as you just said. I know, it's crazy.
And did you watch it with your husband? Sorry.
No, he's glued and he's actually working.
Oh,
too much.
Yeah.
Like, he sits there, and so I was like, no, I want to watch this thing.
Yeah.
So, I'll watch it later by himself. I don't know.
I was actually watching Netflix as well. I was watching The Tiger King. Some
documentary. You actually disturbed me. I was watching now afterwards. I love it though.
That's crazy. No. That show is crazy.
You see, it basically just enforces the whole East Tembu that side. Eh? I don't know what's up with these tigers. They make people want to have more people.
Besides even his temple, you must see what transpires as the episode goes on. It's so crazy. It's like, it doesn't seem real. It's like someone wrote the script, but it actually happened in real life.
Is it not like a cult of some sort?
No, watch, and then you'll tell me what you think.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, okay. What else? What have you been watching?
A lot of lives. I've been watching people twerking.
Where is that? Where do you get them?
There's some guy come to me. He's killing the Instagram live game right now. He's fucking it up.
So he's twerking?
No, he gets girls on there to twerk. Because it was his birthday the other day. So girls were on his live and they gave one girl 11,000 rand for twerking.
Oh, that sounds good.
So ghost lady, you could have twerked for us so we can get that mixer.
Oh, you know, like, wait, if it's that easy. Wait, isn't it 11,000 already?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, wow. People out there making money. So who donates the money? Who gives them the money? Is it the people watching?
Yeah, so the people.
Their sponsor.
Yeah, the people that were watching his live donated money and then they raised up 11,000. They had a whole twerk contest and then one girl walked away with 11,000. And you didn't have to show your face. So, yeah.
So I'm a good candidate, Moss.
Exactly.
No one knows me.
I think you knew about it. I think you saw it. It was trending.
I didn't know about it.
Hey, it was all over. Yeah.
Oh, I did not know. Wow. Mm. What was the hashtag there? I need to go check it out.
It was the guy's name, man. His name is Tumi something. I forgot his full name.
Is it?
Yeah, but I've been seeing a lot of celebrities on IG Live. They're so bored.
They are so bored, exactly. Like, when you start, it's like, okay, what do you want now? We're all bored. We're all on the same. Right now, we are all celebrities, you know?
Yeah, anyway, let's go chat to a first subscriber. I mean, chiller.
Okay, what's his name? Sabu.
Mtavi Seng's iPhone. Let's see, we are connecting. Let's see if we can connect to Tavi Seng. She's using an iPhone, so it should be cool. iPhone is connecting to audio. So I think we should do this like during the course of the week and just chat to random children.
Yeah,
that
would be very nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to join the group chat, just drop me a WhatsApp and then I'll give you a link so you can join the recording.
Hello.
Hey, Tavi Seng, how are you?
Hi guys.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks for yourself, guys.
Great, man. So why can't we see your face?
Wait. Okay, just hold on.
There we go.
Oh, I can see her.
What's popping? What's popping?
Nah, I'm chilling, hey.
Where are you?
I'm home. I was working, but I'm done now. I've knocked off, so I'm home.
You're still working?
Oh, so you're part of the essential services.
Yeah, and it sucks. Like, it really sucks. Because all of you get to chill, and I don't get that.
Yeah, that's crazy. But how's Corona treated you guys, man? I'm sure everything is on hold now, isn't it?
No, not necessarily. I mean, from a working perspective, it's actually crazier because I don't know, the markets are just crazy. So on our side, like, things are just crazier. But in terms of family, dude, life is boring. Like, I want to go out. Like, to be honest, I just want to go out. That's what's frustrating me, if anything. I just want to go out, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Where would you want to go?
Right now.
So go ahead, Ghost Lady.
No, I was just saying, right now, it's like the worst December ever, you know? It's like we are all
closed, but
there's no groove, nothing. It's the worst, like, ever. Yo.
Yeah.
There's not even a hit out there.
Bruh, and what's most frustrating about it is, like, trying to mission to get to your friends. Because I was trying to get a friend of mine here on Saturday. Dude, and, like, you don't know what roles to use. You don't know what's risk. You don't know what to do.
Is this a male friend or a female friend?
Nuts. Hey, the hand that came to the speed dating, the one I was with. I was trying to get to my house.
Make sure you try to find out if it's a cloth appointment, okay?
No, guys, like, I was trying, it's a female friend.
Okay, so I want to find out from you guys, after Corona, after the lockdown, where are you guys going to groove first?
All of the clubs. Like, I was even telling my friends, I'm like, guys, literally, I'm club hopping that weekend. I'm like, no ways. I'm literally gonna club hop. I don't care where it is. I'll literally be Tebu, Cancun, wherever, bro. I'm literally gonna be that hun.
I think after the first party, after this lockdown, is gonna be insane.
Yeah, no, definitely. I totally agree.
It is.
First of all, because
but the thing is,
you're saying.
No, I was gonna say the thing is, my only thing, and I was saying this to my sister, is that we may go out of the 21 days, but I mean, isn't it still going to be hectic in terms of the curve won't be like flattened?
Oh yeah,
it won't be safe. So will we really be going out though? That's my question.
No, man, they're going to extend it. It's not going to be 21 days. It's probably 2 months minimum. There's no way
it's
21 days.
Oh, my God.
But guys, you will not survive. Oh, my God.
I cry. I hate when I hear that statement. Like, guys, nah, 16, 17 April, I want to be out there in fresh air, please. I don't want to hear this thing about it's going to be extended. Stay home.
They just extended in America to
but Ghost Lady, April. Wait, guys, I'm seeing the messages from the group. I think people can't connect or something to this live.
Let me see. Let me go in the group. I'm sure they can. They probably just haven't downloaded the app because you have to download the app.
Because they keep asking, has it started? Has McGill uploaded it? I'm like so confused.
Yeah, okay, let me just comment.
Or maybe people think that we're going to be live.
Yes, we have started.
Yeah, I think just mention it to them that they need to download the app.
Okay, cool. Let me just take a picture so they can see we've already started. Cool. So there we go. As you can see, we've already started. There's Ntavi Seng. We've got the Ghost Lady. I'm here. So like I said, just follow that link, download the app, and then you can join us for the conversation. There we go. So let me send it.
Ntavi Seng, you mentioned that you were at the podcast, dating, the speed dating, right?
I sure was.
Ah, how was it? Did you find somebody?
I have, actually. I was speaking to the guy this morning. Yeah, this morning.
Hey, man. You
were planning a wedding or something.
You're like, whoa. Well, guys, I don't wanna be too forward, but I really like him. He's pretty cool. Like, we clicked. Like, we really clicked at the speed dating. We actually ended up chilling the entire night with him and his friend and myself and my friend. And yeah, we're not dating as yet or anything like that, but we're cool. Like, the vibes are really good.
Do you remember her, Ghost Lady? Do you remember her?
I do, but you know, for podcast sake, I won't mention who she is.
Hey.
I definitely spoke to the ghost lady throughout that evening.
As long as we get invited to the wedding, we are happy.
Yes.
Definitely. Yeah, man, listen, like, if it definitely materializes into something, I'm definitely telling you guys. Like, I'll post about it, be like, y'all need to host more because it's a real thing.
It is, man.
It really is. It was really fun, guys. It was really fun. Like, I might have been gassing it up. It was really fun.
Well, as long as you have been as the MC at your wedding, I think you'll be fine.
But you want to be the DJ, right?
As long as you don't my banner it.
Oh, shit. So before we got on, me and Ghost Lady were talking about some of the stuff we're watching on Netflix. What are you watching on Netflix now?
So basically, like, I've been watching movies, to be honest, because I went through a lot of series. But I'm more into sci-fi, so I don't think you guys will like anything that I've been watching.
Try us.
It's really like all sci-fi categories. Stuff like The 100, stuff like The Travelers.
Okay, I don't know any of that shit.
Yeah, you see, it's just, like I'm saying, it's very sci-fi based stuff. So, yeah.
And that's cute.
The Tiger King, have you tried that?
No, but I'm seeing it's trending. What is it even about?
Hey, watch it. Days of our lives. Hey, it's crazy.
Guys, we're still the only participant in this thing. I'm so confused. Oh, wait. How do you see who else is in this thing?
Only I can see from my end. But as soon as someone logs in, I'll be able to accept them. So we'll just wait for people to log in and then we'll accept them.
Oh, okay. But Tiger King, Days of Our Lives. Okay. Lion King. What are you saying?
Tiger King.
It's Tiger King.
Tiger King. Okay. Yeah. I'll look it up.
Yeah, Tiger King is.
So what happened to Len?
Len is busy working at the moment, so we'll try chat to him maybe tomorrow.
Or he might even join.
Yeah, or he might even join when he's done working.
Yeah.
Okay. I bumped into him on Sunday. Was it Sunday?
How? When'd you lock down, Gandhi?
Yeah. Hey, Gandhi, what's happening on me today?
No, not Sunday. Gosh, my bad. Friday. Was it Friday? Yes, Friday at Woolworths. I bumped into him at Woolworths on Friday.
I was about to say.
It's still locked down.
Yeah.
Friday or Thursday, but guys, looks like I bumped into Len and shame. Like, he looks so frazzled.
Why?
Because he was just going on about why is everybody panic buying? Because literally Woolworths was empty. He couldn't even get milk, guys. Like, it was bad. It's just alcohol stash finishing, guys. People, that's what people are complaining about. Like,
shit, I wanted bad. To ask you that. Yeah, how much alcohol do you guys have left? I wanted to ask you that.
Yo, not a lot, hey. Like, it's tense.
First of all, I don't think I'll make it. What did you get, first of all?
I got some Henny, then I got a few bottles of champers, then I got Jaeger, then I got gin. Yeah,
geez, were you opening up a bar there or something?
No, dude, like, thing is, like, I have a dump bar so I can get around. So, in my head, I was like, in case I want to go to a friend's house, I don't want to go empty handed, you know?
Yeah. And then, Ghostly, what did you buy?
I'm stocked up on wine. You know, I'm a Marula fan. I've got gin and champagne. I've had champagne. Yeah, that's, and some ciders. Yeah, pink
and what's ciders. What's left now?
Hey, it's not gonna last. Let's just. I'm fearful of the 21 days.
But that's the thing, we bored, like you drink out of boredom, like that's the problem.
Yeah, it just goes by, and then it's like next minute when you go back, bottle is finished, you know.
No, why, you know, like, what guys, Kevona Corona Mara, if there's no alcohol by the day 21, Cyril will see flames.
That's the thing. Like, literally, he has to give us a day to stock up. If he's going to extend, he has to give us a day to stock up everything.
Yeah.
No, definitely. That needs to happen. I feel sorry for the smokers, even.
Dude. But, I mean, if somebody's been trying to quit, at least it's now they're forced to.
But it's like it's forced quitting, eh?
But what do you guys
you're
think?
Forced yeah, into it must be very a lot. What are you saying, my G?
What are your thoughts about this corona thing? Your honest thoughts.
I mean, listen, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I do believe in the conspiracies, that it is man-made. I mean, when you look at all the pandemics that we've had in the past, they come, they kill a lot of people, and then they just disappear with no viruses, you know, being reported, or it being fully explained how they just disappeared and go to thin air. Things like Ebola, like I literally can name them. And I mean, that's the conspiracy with this one too, that, you know, in a couple of months, it will have disappeared. So I genuinely do think it's man-made. Yes, it could be for the rich to make a lot of money out of the situation. Like you can see in South Africa, that the people who have donated the billions to the small businesses and the economy are the ones who have their businesses running right now. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Mm-hmm. So I do think it is a big pocket game, but I just don't understand how they're expecting it to pan out when you see in the news that so many companies are closing down and a lot of people are going to lose their jobs. Like, I think that's what's scaring me more than anything. Not necessarily where the virus comes from. It's just that what's life going to be after we go back to normal life, you know? Because the reports of companies closing down are very scary. Like now, the Edcon Group, it was, what's that retailer that sells gadget? It closed even before the lockdown. It's a lot, guys.
Dion Wired, ne?
Yeah, Dion Wired.
Yes, Dion Wired. Mm-hmm. Like,
and you, Ghost Lady, what do you think?
Like, basically, I think when this whole thing started a couple of weeks back, we thought, oh no, this thing is just a lie and you don't get here. I guess for me now, when I'm just seeing the numbers and what it's been doing overseas, I'm like really terrified. Just that, I think when the government said, okay, you know, let's shut down, people must stay at home, I stay my ass at home. Like, I am not trying to test anything. Like, as much as I'd love to think, I'd like a what, but I'm like, you know what, improvise with what you have in the house. I'm just that's just my honest feeler right now.
I think this is a war between China and America, and we are just collateral damage.
I believed
that in the beginning as well. Yeah, definitely. I believed that and just thought, oh, okay. But at because that point, when I thought of that, I was like,
think about it. Who benefits the most from this?
It's definitely them. It's definitely them.
It's China, because they're shipping out all the tests. They're shipping out all the masks that the whole world needs.
They're making a killing with just masks and gloves, China, right now. Ew. Wow.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, and it's pretty smart if you think about it, because if they were to go like head to head with America in terms of like military force, obviously they wouldn't win that, because the American military is crazy.
Yeah.
So they had to think of another way on how to attack them.
To attack, yeah.
You know? Because it's a weapon.
Yeah, but it goes back to what I'm saying. It definitely is. But like from a South African a South African point of view, it goes back to what I was saying, that what happens after the lockdown, guys? Like, our economy is going to go to shits.
After the lockdown, China then becomes a superpower. Because when Donald Trump stepped into office, right, he implemented a lot of things that were not beneficial for Chinese businesses, you know? Like, if you remember Huawei thing that he did. So now, the American economy was on the up, and China was on the decline, because the biggest exporter of Chinese things is America, you know? So if
that
deal is like that, it doesn't benefit China. So they had to find a way on how to cripple the American economy so that then after the coronavirus, they become the superpower as they once were. And then that's why they bought all the companies to America, like all the companies that have been sold recently on the cheap.
Yeah, that's what I was seeing as well. People are saying that the Chinese are literally buying all the shares.
Yeah.
And I'm like, great, but like... For the ripple effect, or the effect that it has on us, unnecessarily, like, that's what's hacking me. Like, I can't need.
Yeah. There was no need for us. But if it wasn't done this way, it would have been too blatant.
That's true.
You know, if there's only Corona in America and China, you know what I'm saying?
They say every war has casualties. So, yeah.
Yeah. But it's just an opinion. I don't know if it's true or not. It's just what I think.
Our teachers, Mekji, we are your students.
I wish Len
we are your students.
I wish Len was here to argue for an hour.
Dude, look at you and the Len now. We listen to you. Drop the knowledge. Drop that bomb.
But anyway, I don't think life is going to be the same after this, eh? Like, the world is changing as we know it.
It definitely will. But, Mac G, like, you being at home, like, how's it, like, affected you, though? Other than wanting to go out?
No, I'm used to this. I've been on lockdown for 2 years, bro.
You are on day 307.
This ain't nothing new to me, bro. Been lucky.
But doesn't it suck?
Nah, not really. I'm always with my girls, so whenever I'm with her, it's chilled, man. Chilled vibes.
I saw
y'all stuck up now before the lockdown.
Yeah, but I don't think we're gonna last 21 days, eh?
What did you buy?
Why not?
I bought some wine, some gin, and ciders, yes. But my wine is finished. I bought that 5-liter one.
You see, that's why I'm like, hey, I wish I actually bought that 5-liter one. Yeah. I bought bottles. Hey.
But I think we're going to need that document the entire thing so we can get out and start hunting for alcohol.
But where, guys? The only place you possibly could get alcohol is the hood, but that's where the soldiers are.
Hey, and the clapping people, eh?
Hey guys, the videos, have you guys?
Hey, those soldiers are ruthless. Guys, but somewhere or another, I also get happy when the people get clapped.
But people aren't listening, guys. That this virus cannot hit the hood hard, because if it does, it's over for the people there. That's my problem. Like, they need to be clapped, because it can't hit the hood. It can't.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the sad part.
Connecting, but we never hear them. I wonder what's going on with this thing. Because app is connecting to audio. Maybe they don't know how to use it. Was it hard to use this thing?
I don't know. Because people in the group are complaining. That's all I'm seeing. The network. Then somebody said you removed them. I'm so confused.
Network.
Make you accept, Talap. Accept.
I'm accepting everyone. You see, I'm accepting up here. Yeah, but we'll figure it out. At least it's this day one. It's the trial period.
Oh.
Yeah.
There we go. All right, cool, guys. What else has been happening?
So what are you guys doing to keep yourselves entertained?
I'm watching a whole lot of Netflix. I'm learning coding. Remember I told you I'm going to learn coding?
Oh. How is it going?
I haven't started, but I'm learning.
Oh, okay. So you're going to learn HTML?
I haven't started, but I'm learning.
And it's day four. It's day four. Hey, he's going to start on when is it? Day 18.
And you guys, lady, imagine. What are you doing?
Oh, you know what I also watched? The Somizi special. What is it? The wedding special. It was so nice.
Is it worth watching?
Yes, no, watch it. Watch it. No, watch it.
Okay.
It's so, you know, at some point I even got teary. Like, oh. So it's...
What? Okay. You know,
do you think they in love, ghost lady?
Ah, they are.
Who am I to judge? It is what it
they
is.
They are. I'm like, gee, why are you hating?
No, I'm asking. From watching the special, do they look like they in love?
Did you watch it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh. It is what it is.
How long do you think they'll last?
I don't like to predict pretty people's long. Lives. How long do you think I'm going to be with my husband?
Exactly. Like, you can't answer that question.
I'm here telling, no, this one's going to end by the end, before end of the year, and then Chiggy Chiggy is me. So, no.
Which celeb do you think is going to lose their shit first? Like, on social media?
AKA.
He hasn't said Casper. He hasn't said anything. AKA hasn't said anything, Shane.
Because it's when he eventually talks.
Eh?
Ish would have hit the fan. Hi, baby.
Goes out a lot.
My girl says Casper.
Casper.
Yeah, that's what I said. AKA Casper.
He's on TikTok. He's on TikTok.
Is he on TikTok as well?
Oh, he's on TikTok just doing random ish. I'm like, oh, look at us, sir. Eh?
Yeah.
We only have found
guys, I also downloaded TikTok, but I'm not doing anything on it.
Okay. Hey, some of us are working overtime to keep ourselves entertained.
Ape said he logged in and he couldn't hear any sound.
That's strange. If he can hear it, he should be able to hear it.
No, but he says he didn't hear anything.
Yeah,
and I think he must also, because I think tell people that on there you need to switch on audio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's where it's clapping people. Let me go.
Yeah, I need to switch on the audio. Switch on. I think it's gonna ask you. So.
Let me say. Guys, when you come on the thing, the chat room thing, you must make sure that...
Tabi said you are happy there. You're busy huffing and puffing.
You must make sure that your audio... Okay, cool.
I have to, bruh.
But I was saying, I think Casper's going to lose his shit first, but there's definitely going to be a celeb who is going to lose their shit on social media soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In this
state,
we are all equal.
Imagine every weekend people are telling you that they love you, and then for 21 days, no one's telling you shit.
maybe you should be the encourager.
But also, I think a lot. No. Go ahead, ghost lady.
No, I was telling McGee that maybe he needs to release like an inspirational video right now. Just to encourage us celebrities, like, guys. Like, right now, they're probably...
But I was also trying to say...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I was also trying to say that I think a lot of celebrities, what's going to frustrate them is that they're going to lose relevancy because they can't do anything in these 21 days. Mm. Like, only a handful of them are creative enough to keep their relevancy in this time. But the rest of them...
Yeah, that is so true.
It's going to be bad.
That is so true.
Yeah, shame.
Because they don't have their gigs to post anymore. So literally, it's just them and the camera. And I don't think a lot of them know what to do.
I think we have someone else now who's joined us. Hey.
Like, gee, people are saying you're kicking them out of the group.
Identify yourself. Hello, can you hear us? Puduso.
Hey, Womek G.
Finally.
What's up?
This movie is not too old for viewers younger than 18.
And then who's that? I think that's up here now. You know, so many people now. Ape.
Yeah.
What's happening, bro?
Hey, I'm good, bro. What's going on?
Nothing much, man. What's been going on? Why are people saying I'm kicking them out?
I have no idea, man.
Why can't we see you? Let's see you there. Ape. Click on the camera.
Nah. My camera's not working.
Your camera's not working.
You're lying.
You're putting us from a 3310.
I will.
How are you up here?
I'm good.
Guys, can you see Mr. Master Lapo?
No, I can't see him.
Guys, Pulusa is half naked. Pulusa is half naked.
How many people are in here?
It's just the four of us. We've got the ghost lady.
Pulusa, why did you switch off your camera? That was a great view.
You? Now I want to see as well.
Otherwise,
I will. Thing is, he removed himself very quickly.
What was I going to say? Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. I was saying, Ghost Lady, Ape is the one who was rapping.
Yes, I remember him. I said he's our own Ginger Trill.
Yeah, this nigga is fire. This nigga is fire, bro.
Shout out. I appreciate it.
What you been doing? Yeah, have you been indoors as well, Ape?
Yeah, bro. I've been indoors, man. What else can I do?
How have you been keeping? What have you been doing?
Been working, like edits and stuff, and yeah, make music now and then.
Hmm.
Do you make only rap music, or like you can do piano and so?
Nah, I can't make piano. I wish I could. Maybe I'll learn. Maybe mix it up a bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then what did you think of that lockdown party thing?
The lockdown party was dope, eh? Mm. Like, it kept me entertained. Mm. And I was appreciating the DJ sets, you know, for what they are, not being lost in the music. I mean, not being lost in the vibe, but actually listening to the music. And
who
listening to like the art of DJing. Huh?
Who was your favorite?
Sorry? Which day? There was a day where Shimza was my favorite. There was a day where... What's that guy's name? The first guy.
I think he's the only one.
Hello?
Isn't that your best friend when I'm like, G?
No, but
I caught that shade.
No, if his set is trash, it's trash, guys. Whether it's my friend or not.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
You want cash. You want to get stuff done. So what do? You buy 5-Hour Energy, of course. You upload the receipt to 5hewin.com, then find out if you instantly won $10, $100, or even $1,000. Then you drink that 5-Hour Energy and cut through your to-do list like a hot knife through butter. 5-Hour Energy, the official sponsor of Getting Stuff Done. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 and a legal resident of the U.S. Ends June 30th, 2021. For rules, visit 5hewin.com/rules. Void where prohibited. Message and data rates may apply.